106. The Longhouse Roof. When your gaze wanders skywards, the eyes meet a very colourful church roof. Lots of details grab your attention, and this work of art demands closer inspection. During the Restoration, 1865, Ferdinand van Quast started work on a brittle wooden deck. This was, as the old newspapers described, very plain and square. Because the construction substances were in bad condition, Quast had to strengthen the deck with beams. The current deck is based on his artistic craft. What is striking is the powerful artistic carved open balcony made of oak. This lends itself to detailed consideration at any time. The costly carpentry work was demanded for by the local enterprise Macklemeal. This still exists at present day and is also responsible for the restoration work in the 21st century. The paintings on the balcony are divided into strips that are marked on the balcony. These paintings take their inspiration from the Middle Ages world of ideas. When the congregation enters the church from the right, you can see numerous statues of animals that remind us of the moment of creation. If you go through the longhouse, you can see the prophets and the patriarchs of the Old and the 12 apostles of the New Testament. And they are witnesses to the new alliance that connects the four apostles. Here you can see the 12 apostles: Simon Peter, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, Jacob, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, the tax collector, Jacob, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon from Cana, and Judas Iscariot. In the raised choir stage, there are representations of heaven. It shows the choir of angels that stand by the enthroned Christ to glorify him. In the crosshouse, there is also Christ's virtue represented in the roof painting.